evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den live on WTBQ on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBDQ.com, or the replay on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being tasered.
Do you have to yell that every time? Good, you skin it.
Wait, yeah, sure. Get him up and fired up. Can you have to interrupt every intro?
I'm not interrupting every intro. It's just,
like, yeah, you're listening to the rantings of Dirty Jersey recording artist Joe Perry.
Yes.
Can I continue?
Yes, you most certainly can.
That's Joe being disruptive.
Yes.
If you would like to join in on the controlled chaos, you can call us at 845-651-1110. Or you can instant message us via Facebook. That's very popular. My name is Davin Rosenblatt. You've already met Joe with his rantings. Working the board for approximately 42 and a half seconds will be Richard Ball. He's blessed us, although he has no authority to do that. Followed by the man who keeps disco alive every Monday night, Mr. Frank Truett. I think he was just doing his little disco fever there. We are having way too much fun in here. But anyway,
we don't know about you out there, but in here.
we're having too much fun. So, yes, you're listening to us live on WTBQ. If you were just been listening to our sports show, Johnny's Bench, stick around, because in a few minutes we're going to be talking about the tasering at the Jets game, security, and fandom. So we got a lot of fun sports stuff to do. Later on, we'll also be talking about the Arizona Sex Church, which is very exciting. But I want to give a little shout-out, Joe, to my softball team. We won our first playoff game.
Right.
We won 1-0 in the bottom of the last.
Really?
We played errorless softball, which, if anybody's ever played softball, pretty freaking hard to do.
Right, so it's the first playoff game?
First playoff game. We win next week. We win this coming week. We go to the finals. We won the finals 2 years ago.
Right.
So we're hoping to go back and win it.
Now, is it the same bunch of guys, or are there new guys in there?
You always add somebody new. You know, the GM works his magic in the off season, but people retire due to injuries and whatnot. But, yeah, it's pretty much the same bunch of guys. Right. It's funny, though, because every game, my teammates go, wow, these guys look like they're so young. I'm like, no, we're just getting old.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that happens. It does. Yes.
So, but we're pretty good. We finished first in our division
nice.
This year. So the A division, which is the best division. And so we're hoping to win on Sunday and then go to the finals. And if we go to the finals, I'm going to do something. And win the finals, I'm going to do something very gratuitous and probably have my our captain on the team and do a real sportscastery interview. Maybe I'll even have to dig up a Howard Cosell voice or something.
So what is it like playing for beer money?
We don't get paid. It's like working the radio. We have about as many sponsors, too, which is a little fun. Joe, I don't know if you found this in Long Island, but I've been walking around the town of Warwick, and there's, like, these huge grasshoppers all over the place. Have you seen this?
Yeah, we have them on the island. Size of police dogs.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think it's worse than in years past?
I don't know if they're on steroids or anything like that, you know.
They're on HGH.
I am a grasshopper.
Human grasshopper hormones.
Yeah, right. Ga-donk, ga-donk, ga-donk.
No, I was thinking about it. I mean, we've had the earthquake.
Yes.
We've had the floods.
Yes.
Now we have pestilence.
Yes.
I think tonight after the show, I'm going to put a little lamb's blood on the front door just to make everything.
You know what? You might have to, because with everything going on, I mean, look, wait till the locusts start coming. That's a nice.
We had them in August. We have them every year.
Yeah.
Death of the first son. I should be keeling over any moment now. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You too, right? Are you the first?
What's that?
Are you the first son?
The first son?
Yeah, the first son born to your family.
The first son boy?
Don't you read the Old Testament?
No.
Get Dr. Bob. Nobody's working the board. Never mind.
They read like hell.
They really think we won't curse. They really don't know us at all. But yeah, the Old Testament. Anyway. But all right, I guess we should get on with this, shall we not? Did you watch the Jet game?
A little bit of it.
All right. The New York Jets played the Dallas Cowboys last night in a very big game. The Jets came back and won, but there was a very exciting game, probably something a little bit more exciting in the stands.
Yes.
A Dallas Cowboy fan tasered a New York Jet fan. Now, that's exciting. That's hilarious enough in its own right. The Dallas Cowboy fan, a Jehovah's Witness. And now it just gets fun.
He's going to be ringing his doorbell at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Let me set up the scenario. Apparently, the Cowboys fan angered a lot of the people, including a Marine in the area, because he did not stand for the national anthem.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Jehovah's do not stand for the national anthem. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. But it really brings, I was reading that myself, and it's kind of a thing where, it's I would be pissed myself. You know, it's a national anthem. It's not, you know, it's the 9/11. You really should stand. But then it gets on the thing. But if that's your religion, maybe you shouldn't. But it's like disrespect of your country. It's a very interesting thing. You know.
Well, not only. Did he allegedly not stand during that or the performance attempt? Allegedly, he was very loud and chatty. Now, right there, see, I think on the first half, listen, if it's your religion, that's fine. On the other end, you don't have to be disrespectful.
No, you sit there quietly.
You sit there quietly. Now, but I think not standing for the national anthem is what makes America great. Now, we've seen people not stand before, actually, in professional baseball. In 2004, when Carlos Delgado was a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, he later on played for the Mets, he would not stand for the national anthem because he was protesting the war in Iraq and also protesting our testing of bombs in the island of Vieques in Puerto Rico. But what he would do is he would just hang out in the dugout, go about his business quietly. And he got some boos, but he was objecting. I think that's fine. What do you think?
I don't think it is. I mean, you know, you're playing for a team. You've got fans.
He's playing for
there.
A Canadian team.
You're playing for a Canadian team, but you should so, you know, should so respect. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, that's what part of America is, where you don't have, you know, the freedom to express yourself. That's what America is.
Yeah, that's true as well, but it's just me personally, I think that...
Would you get in a fight over it?
No.
Okay. Now, other religions, like, for instance, Orthodox Jews. My father's an Orthodox Jew. We go to all these sporting events. When we go to sporting events, he stands, of course, for the national anthem, and he takes off his cap. He takes it off his baseball cap. Mm-hmm. You know, the Orthodox Jews, they have...
Oh, I thought the yarmulke. I thought he would take it off.
Well, that's
yarmulke.
The other thing. I've also...
Pull it over his heart.
Well, that would be good. It covers it up. It's
yeah,
nice.
There you go.
But that's the thing. I've also seen Orthodox Jews who do not... who are wearing a yarmulke do not take it off. And I've seen people yell and shout out things and make it uncomfortable. Again, freedom of religion. I think as long as you're being... And they'll stand. But I think as long as you're being respectful, you should be left alone.
Yeah, it's true, and it gets, like I said, I'm kind of guilty of this. It gets kind of hypocritical, you know, where if I saw, you know, somebody like Carlos Delgado not doing it, I would be upset about, but if I saw, you know, a religious Jewish person not doing it, I would be, well, it is because of their religion. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of...
Well, I mean, if it's this guy's religion, too.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem with religion. It's so...
That's the problem.
But no, it's the thing about religion is people get so passionate about it that's what draws
people... Well, it's the same thing about the national anthem. People are passionate. I mean, they're passionate about the country.
That's half the reason we have war. You know, that's half the reason that there's wars.
Half? Try more.
Yeah, more. Yeah.
I don't want to get into that whole religion thing, but yes.
But yeah, you know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? You know, absolutely. You know? So, and it's because people are very passionate about it, myself included. And sometimes you don't, you know, you got to really think it through.
So here's how this story goes down, and we'll break it down. Apparently, he was quite loud cheering for the Cowboys, and he's in his Cowboys regalia and everything. In case they call him in, he's all dressed in his uniform, and apparently he was a bit of a jerk while the Cowboys were winning. Yet when the Jets came back, it got even uglier. But let's examine the fact that he got a taser in there. Now, have you been to a sporting event since 9/11?
No.
Okay, I've been to go to the Jets games all the time. Haven't been there this year. First of all, the security's a joke. It's really a waste of time. They barely pat down.
Oh, yeah, when you go to a concert or something like that, they just barely...
A little wand. You know, they barely pat you down.
Right.
You know, take off your cap in case you're hiding the Wile E. Coyote big bomb in there or something. And so apparently they feel a bulge in his pants. And he's a black man, so you know what that was. No.
Nothing here. Just a normal thing.
They feel a bulge in his pants, and he says it's a phone. Now, I've always had to take out my phone for security. But I always feel that when you're working security, you should definitely take the word of the people. Don't ask any further questions.
Why is your bulge ticking?
I mean, really.
Has it been a while for you?
What type of security nonsense is that? Oh, it's a cell phone. Carry on. Really? For Frank? How do you not check?
Are those sticks of dynamite? No, they're hot dogs that I've got from the stand.
Let
okay.
me tell you how stupid the jet security is over the years. They will make you take off the little plastic bottle cap for your water because you might poke out an eye. But apparently a taser, come on in. I mean, that is how ridiculous the security is. And another question, how does a Jehovah's Witness get in?
Yeah.
Seriously, every 10-year-old knows you pull down the shades and you say you're not home. You don't let a Jehovah's Witness in.
Could you you see 60,000 fans hide.
Turn your back.
There's nobody.
J-E-T. Shh. They're coming. I mean, really. I mean, now you let this one Jehovah's Witness into this ballgame. They're going to be coming back every Sunday. They're going to come at all hours. Even if there's not a game, they're going to be knocking at the gates. What are you doing? That's just bad security right there. Frank's shaking his head. Frank, come on. What are you doing? You got a feeling on this, Frank? Frank, talk into the microphone. Frank's asking me to fill. This is Frank's first day owning the station. For goodness, Frank is having issues. Frank, are you ready to join us?
I am now ready. Everything
Frank
is turned
is
on.
Again, yeah.
Yes, sir.
The voice of TBQ. Frank, what do you think of this? The tasering at the ball game.
You know, that's a chance taken when you go to a ball game. That's all I could say. Go to NASCAR. Go to NASCAR. You don't have to worry about that stuff. You get in, so it's
what, is there security at NASCAR? If you got three teeth,
no,
they just
is.
Let you in.
They do. You can't bring glass bottles, things like that, but you can bring coolers and beer and wine
and
liquor. And
coolers? We should start going to NASCAR. Apparently, you could bring in a bar.
Oh, really?
You could bring in a cooler that can fit about, you know, 6 to 8, whatever you want. Yeah, as long as it isn't glass. If you want to carry beer or wine, whatever.
How about tasers? Do they allow tasers?
That I don't know about. But you know, there's some people you'd really want to get, the people that are in front of you that are jumping up all the time. Yeah, you'd like to, use them.
Have you seen a NASCAR? You could bring livestock to a NASCAR race.
You could.
Frank, have you brought livestock to a NASCAR race?
No, but I've gone home with some.
Wow. You know what? Somebody's going to get an angry phone call from somebody they're very close to later on, mister.
I think so. Next time you go to a race, go and ask them, go to one of the display cases they have, all the different merchandise for sale.
Uh-huh.
Ask for something in a small or a medium.
Oh, there's no way at a NASCAR thing.
They don't carry it.
No.
They don't carry
it. No, it's impossible.
No. Yeah, they said we don't really sell enough, so we don't really stock it.
We don't sell it because we're all fat. That's what
they just give up.
Extra large.
Would you like another fried Twinkie so you could fit into the shirt?
It's true.
But you're skinny.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't have any. You see me with a NASCAR shirt on, I can't find anything that fits.
They should just have a car sponsored by cholesterol. It's slow. It's clogging up the other cars. You can't get by.
It can't quite finish. All of a sudden, the driver passes out halfway through, causes a big wreck.
Well, it's cholesterol cars blocking everything up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they stop for lunch break halfway through.
What's the big cholesterol medication?
I don't even know.
Oh, God.
All right, never mind. I'm not bringing the show down to a stop for this.
We'll find something else.
Somebody email in if you know. But, you know, I do think it could have been worse than this guy bringing in a taser, all things considered. It could have been worse. It could have been a watchtower. Nobody wants to be in a Jet game reading about God. If you want to hear about God, listen on Mondays at 6 p.m. on our station to WTBQ. You can hear Dr. Bob. He's got a direct line to God.
Who probably gets disconnected when he calls in.
Do you know why he has that spot at 6 p.m.? You think the Jehovah's are talking
really?
To God. Frank, why does Dr. Bob have the 6 p.m. slot? Tell him what you told me. Frank, never mind. I'll say it so Frank doesn't get in trouble.
Well, go ahead.
Because God told him he needs the 6 p.m. on Monday night time slot.
Really? As it luck would have it, Jesus told us that we need to have drive time. So,
what would Jesus do? Give the boys,
drive time.
Moses is thinking we should be on from 5 to 7 every day, Frank.
There's a burning bush by the gazebo. Look at it! Look at it!
I'll write the direct writings of Moses for you. Funny enough, they look like Bazooka Joe comic books, but... It's his work, I promise you.
I should dress like Moses with stone tablets with W.
What do you mean?
Davin's
That's how
den?
We do every show.
Yeah, right. Davin's Den. I'm coming down from the mountain.
Our show prep is tablets.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not.
Well, that's our God right there.
Yeah, right. We hear that all the time, too.
I hear it in my sleep. Yeah. So apparently things got even uglier when the Jehovah's Witness needed to use the bathroom, and the angered Marine would not let him through. Now here's the and so I guess I got a little. Now here's the difference between a Cowboys fan and a Jet fan. You don't let a Jet fan through the go to the bathroom. What do you think's going to happen, Joe? He's going to pee on you right there.
That's right.
Jet fan doesn't care. A Jet fan is all loaded up on booze. The Jet fans. If you don't know the Jet fans, and this is my team, they are a sick bunch of people. This is a team that in like the late 80s, in order to put out fires, which they started in the upper deck because the Jets were getting their butts kicked, they urinated on the flames. This is what Jet fans do. We used to sit a couple seats down from a guy who every Jet game came in an S&M mask. This is... And he was quite proud. Like the leather, the zippers. This is a fan
base. What does that have to do with the Jets?
Absolutely nothing, but I think he just came back from a big party every Sunday. This is, I mean, this is a fan base that was on the news a couple of years ago for throwing beer, yelling expletives at women for not taking off their tops during the halftime festivities in gate four. This is a fan base that gets very excited because it can spell a simple word, Jets. They get very excited about this. You do not want to piss off the Jet fan base. So the Cowboy fan came prepared. Why? Because our stupid coach, Rex Ryan, says, well, I wouldn't want to be a Cowboy fan wearing a Cowboys thing. Really, Rex? Don't you have a foot you should be sucking on?
No, I think that's great that he did that.
Really, in this environment?
Oh, come on! I mean, you know, come on! It's he's a big. That's the great thing about Rex Ryan. He is like the biggest Jets fan who happens to be the coach. He's getting everybody psyched. He's getting his team psyched. He's getting the fans psyched.
I'm supposed to plug Ronnie Muga right now. Ronnie, I just plugged you. Ronnie's got a band. I don't remember that. I think it's the Muga Project or something. I just plugged Ronnie Muga. So that's what happens if you listen.
Okay.
Ronnie Muga's a big Jets fan, too. I don't know.
Okay. That's great. McClinton Band, October 29th at the Crazy Donkey, opening up for Ace Frehley of Kiss.
Frank Truatt, every morning, WTBQ. He talks on that show. You'll like him.
Now that we just gave random plugs out.
Back to the show. But Joe, here's why I think what Rex did is irresponsible. Earlier this year in Los Angeles, a San Francisco Giant, it was the opening day Dodgers-San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers fans beat up the San Francisco Giant fan, put him in a coma. It's been a coma ever since.
Right.
$50 million worth of medical bills. It's getting crazy. 2008, a Yankee fan was charged in New Hampshire with running over a Boston Red Sox fan and killing them. Why? Because the Red Sox fans were commenting about the Yankee fan's sticker on the car.
You know, it's a bunch of drunken morons. I love the way these guys get so impassioned about our team.
Exactly.
You're rooting for a bunch of millionaires that could care less about you. When you're driving the forklift during the day, do you think Manny Rivera cares about what the heck you're doing?
Well, he does. But
no, he does. What are you? That guy can't drive a forklift.
Mariano Rivera just got to 600 saves, and he thanked God for his cutter. I'm a little pissed at God because I asked for a knuckle curve. I got nothing.
He also asked for a radio show. He said no.
What is this? This is a radio show, you dummy.
Oh, that's true. Well,
you are dumb. But I mean, and you're right about the maniacs. So that would kind of make what you're saying agree with me about Rex Ryan being a dummy. I mean, you can't. I mean, people are insane, and Red Sox fans are really insane. Red Sox fans, when the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl and they had their parade, they're chanting "Yankees suck." That is true.
They're getting ready. Just kidding.
Red Sox fans are so unhappy that no matter how good their football team's doing, the Yankees still suck. People are insane.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot be inciting them.
My buddy was a nut. My band was playing up in, years ago, we were playing up in Boston, and we were on Lansdowne Street, which is right across the street from, what's the Boston Stadium there?
Which one? Fenway?
Fenway. Okay. And my buddy, he's got his Yankee shirt on, and I'm like, people are looking at him and stuff like that. He almost got his butt kicked.
Well, I mean, that brings up a good point. Would you be afraid to go to a visiting stadium in your attire supporting your team?
You know what? I probably would. I would wear a Mets. Let's say I'm a Mets fan, so I might wear a Mets hat, but I wouldn't go all gussied up.
So I guess the most dangerous place to wear a Met hat would probably be Philadelphia.
Right.
That would probably be the most dangerous. Now, when we had the season tickets to the Jets, we always had the visiting fans behind us. Whoever had those tickets was like always selling, and they're annoying. But you know, they really didn't get into fights or anything. The most obnoxious are the Philly fans, but it really didn't get obnoxious. I think you got to be respectful.
Right.
But people, they just get so impassioned.
No, they get drunk. They get drunk, and they're stupid, and there's nothing worse than a stupid drunk.
Well, then all this brings up the next point. Then should we be banning alcohol at these events? Because alcohol does fuel a lot of the stupidity.
No, you shouldn't. You should, because basically there are thousands and thousands of people that go to these games. You want to have fun and enjoy yourself. So what, two morons?
It's not two morons. The people are always fighting. Always fighting. Mm. That's why the yellow security jackets come and they break it up, and sometimes they get covered and doused in beer too. But there's people always fighting, and it's always alcohol fuel. It's never the family guy with the two kids drinking, you know, his little water that's getting in the fight and getting crazy.
Well, you see, and that it's kind of a double edged sword, because that's the problem too. Now they are starting to eliminate alcohol consumption at games. I think after like a certain inning at a ball game, you can't buy it. And I don't know about football games. Are they cutting it out at the football game?
I think they do it after the third quarter. Maybe it's the half. I think it depends on the stadium. Listen, it's never going to be disappearing from sports,
right?
Because there's just so much sponsorship.
But the thing is, though, you brought up a very good point where it is a double-edged sword. You know, I want to go to a game. I want to have a couple of beers. I want to hang out and have fun. However, if you're a parent that's bringing your two sons and your daughter to the game and stuff, and you want to have a good time at the ballpark to show your kids how much fun football is or baseball is, and now you have to sit around with a bunch of drunken morons around you, I mean,
the funny thing about drunks, never use pretty language. Always full of expletives.
Oh yeah.
And their heckles are never very well thought out.
Yes.
It's usually Sanchez effing stinks.
Yes.
But fill in the effing and replace stinks with something else.
Yes. There's not ever stats quoted during the rant.
You know, I don't think his quarterback rating is going to be very good.
He's at a .5. You're not going to hear that.
I mean, it's crazy. But this guy snuck a taser in. What's the craziest thing? What have you snuck in to events?
When I used to go to concerts, we used to have the army jackets, the old army jackets, and we used to have all the pockets and stuff. We used to whiskey and beer in our, beer in our pockets.
Did they frisk you?
They would, but they wouldn't find it, you know?
Me and my wife, when we go to Devil's games, because they don't let you bring any food in, we sneak in these, like, foot-long sandwiches from, like, Subway.
Ooh, you're a ruffian.
Well, we get crazy and everything. The thing is, she's got, like, these big winter coat on and everything. Yeah. So she walks around looking like the Scarecrow. You know, she can't bend her arms.
I can just see you getting wanded. You can put your arms down, ma'am. I can't. Two heroes and a side of provolone stuck in my arms.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Frank, this is for you. WTF, did you know the station changed the stream? If you have a Mac and aren't running Windows, you can't get it. Frank did not know that. The brains of the station. Well, thank you, James.
So, if you have a Mac
and you are not running Windows, you can't get this anymore.
Well, it's a Windows application, isn't it?
Apparently it's different. Apparently people used to be able to get this.
Maybe that's what the problem is, because I've noticed a few people not being able to get it. So we'll have to find out why they did that. We didn't do it. Somebody else did it, so...
Somebody else did it?
Well, the
streaming
company. But
the gremlins magically came and messed around with your station?
It was a Jets fan. Yeah, I don't know. It's a
tased them.
Well, you know what? Psychic Cindy's coming on. Why don't you ask her who did it? I'm sure she's got a good read on the
station. Well, she can get the station anywhere she wants.
She knows I just plugged her show right now. She's very excited.
And she's already heard the show yesterday.
She what?
She knows everything that's going to happen in advance. She's a psychic.
You know, Psychic Cindy, who's on after us, she also told us she did psychic comedy once. She told this to me and Joe.
Did.
And I said to her, well, Joe's dead. I go, well, that's got to be pretty easy. And she's like, why? I'm like, well, because you know ahead of time if the jokes are going to work or not. She did not find that funny at all. It looked like I tasered her at a Jet game. That was the look that she gave me. Good, Frank. Just nod now and keep on working.
Wait a minute. Does the crowd think? Yeah, they liked it. It was all right.
Thank you.
Wow. Thanks,
hey,
Frank.
You're welcome.
I like you. There's the Frank we know and love. A little moan as he's got his hands in his lap, very excited about this show. It's hard to be serious when you got that going on.
Oh, yes.
But I mean, I think the security at these ball games is just pretty much nonsense at this point. Unless you're going to have metal detectors, what's the point?
They really should. Because think about if you're a terrorist.
Which I happen to be.
Ugh. Anyway.
That was my a cappella la la la.
Really?
Sure. That's why I'm not a musician.
What are you crooning at the sleeper cell on Wednesdays?
Oh, la la la. Oh, la la la. That's my la 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 mating call.
Really?
And if you're listening to Mac and aren't running Windows, you didn't hear
you
that.
You didn't hear it. You're a loss. No, but they really should beef up security at these games because, I mean, you know.
Beef them up? How much longer could it take to get in there?
I don't know. You know, but, you know, it's
ridiculous to get. I've missed, like, whole quarters because of security at the old stadium and everything.
Really?
The security. It's better at the new stadium and everything. Mm. Devil's games, they really don't care. No, but I mean, the Devil's security moves pretty quickly, probably because it's small. But at the Jets games, it just takes forever. And people are still getting in with tasers.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Much like this show. Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Actually, well, we're at the bottom of the hour. That has been a riveting conversation. If you guys want to call in at the other half of the hour, the number is 845-651-1110. We're going to be talking about next. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but there was a quote-unquote church in Arizona that instead of praying, they were doing it. You guys might want to hear about that. Come on back after these messages.
Just stick around and stuff.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that will make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Paul Nebraski, host of Morning Energy with Nebraski. Tune into my show every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. on WTBQ to learn about home energy efficiency, home improvements, and much more.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ Weather.
Temperatures will cool quickly tonight with clearing skies and breezy conditions early on as lows drop to near 40 by morning. Now, lots of sun for the day tomorrow, then a couple clouds mix in the afternoon, highs only 60 to 65. A mainly clear night Friday night, cool once again as lows drop down to 40. And we'll have some early morning clouds on Saturday, then partly to mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on 93.5, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com. I'm Davin, and I'm here with Joe Curry.
Hi.
That was Joe Curry.
Hi.
First half, we were talking about the tasering that involved the Jehovah's Witness and the drunks and all the good stuff at the Jets game. But now, something a little dangerous.
Yes.
A little crazy. A little sex church.
Yes. Apparently, there was a temple, the Phoenix Goddess Temple in Arizona. And not only was it a temple, it was also a brothel. It was operating under the pretense of providing religious services for hundreds of dollars in cash donations.
Well, they'll make you see God.
Yeah, they would, yes.
See no problem with that.
Yes, the guy caught after a local newspaper visited the alleged brothel.
What were they doing there? What, the reporter finally get his paycheck, wanted to spend some money for God?
News travels quick. So.
Apparently, that's why he only comes once a week. Oh, thank you.
Well, they're better than the cops who launched a six-month investigation.
Oh, they call that 6 months?
Yep.
How long does it take you to figure out if you're getting a Hummer by the priestess?
As long as it takes.
You know what? We're going to have to keep on going back. We're going to need a SWAT team. Leave the dogs in the car. Nah, bring it. I think the broad likes it.
Yeah. It's when the lieutenant goes, this takes another week. I'm coming down. All right.
How does it take 6 months to figure that out? They should have gotten Baba Walters.
Actually, it takes about 5 minutes to figure it out, but I guess the cops aren't stupid.
That is the best church ever.
Oh, yeah.
So now what's the church's defense? What are they saying?
What they are saying is sex is a celebration. It's a sacred and divine healing force at the core of our beings. And once we embrace this force instead of deny it, we become successful, happy, and powerful manifestors.
I agree with that.
Hey, I'd be a powerful manifester if I
You know how religious I would be? Yeah, listen. If I would still walk to Temple on Saturdays. I'd walk 10 damn miles to Temple on Saturday if that was going down. Instead, it was a bunch of praying and a Torah lifting and a bunch of guys bobbing back and forth. You see their butt. That's not exciting.
Yes, and also they had names for some of the goings-on in this place. Well, Johns were called Seekers, and there was a circle. Yeah, Seekers. Which, you know, they're seeking things.
Sure they are. I'd like to part your Red Sea.
Yeah.
Look at the tablets on that one.
Right. And some of the activities had names. One was called a Sacred Union.
Well, sure.
Yeah, and there was also another act where you would get baptized at the end. I don't know what that one was all about.
I have a feeling.
Imagine what that was about, but...
Well, it probably has like a Japanese name for it. Ends with a starts with a boo and ends with a cocky.
Just like this show does.
Feel a little dirty. Feel a little crazy. That's what church is about.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So they're cracking down on this church?
Yeah. The temple founder, Tracy Least, known within her business as the Mystic Mother.
Oh, I bet she is one Mystic Mother. I wonder how much you have to donate to see the Mystic Mother.
Probably a certain amount for the first hour.
I wonder what the line is for that confessional booth.
Yeah.
People fighting each other. I bet they'd have security at that confessional.
It's the only confessional booth with holes drilled in the side of it.
Forgive me, mistress. I'm about to sin. Oh, make it hurt. My wife doesn't love me. All right, let me ask you, Joe. Is this crackdown a violation of the freedom of religion? Hard-hitting questions. If you want to call in 845-651-1110.
Yeah, because stupid has to think about
exactly
it.
Exactly. Well, if you do that, they don't, you know, I'm trying to help you out, Joe.
You want to know something? I think you should let them do it. Because think about all these, like the Mormons. Don't they have polygamy and all these wives and
the
stuff?
Good ones
like,
do.
The good ones do. You sure. See? And if this was a religion, would this religion be any worse than, like, the Westboro Baptist Church?
No.
The Westboro Baptist.
But they only have like six people and nobody's paying to hang out with them.
I know, but these people, the mystic lady, she doesn't protest soldiers' funerals or anything like that.
No, she probably helps the soldiers when they get home.
That's right.
Sure, she's probably a patriot.
That's right.
I bet she salutes that flagpole.
Yeah. again and again.
She's a patriot. I bet he stands at attention and she's there to greet him.
Da 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 da.
All right, so consider the amount of times that people are screaming, oh God, doesn't that make this a holy place?
That's right, exactly.
I mean, and most churches, you're giving money anyway.
Yes.
In this church, you're just getting a return on your investment.
Yes.
I don't see a problem.
And it's just interesting with churches, just a side thing with the churches.
Okay.
Now when you go to temple, from what I hear, when Jewish people tell me, do you have to pay to go to temple?
You don't have to pay to go to temple.
Isn't there like a fee that you have to pay?
A fee?
Yeah, I thought you had to pay a fee every year to go to temple.
No, I mean, if it's like anything else. If you're a member, you pay membership, but you could just go and show up.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, on Sundays, they pass around the charity thing that they give out to charities. But, I mean, every organized religion.
Oh, like I said, the Catholic Church doesn't do that. Don't get me wrong. They want their money.
They have the building fee. They have the big... When they pass around the cap, it's never a small cap like a yarmulke. It's a big top hat like Lincoln wore.
Oh, they actually pass around the hat?
That's what they do.
It's a hat? Like you're playing in the subway?
I don't know. I'm just judging.
Or doing one of our gigs on the weekends?
I'm judging it from like the Tesla song signs.
Okay. the church, they got a basket on the end. The guy sticks the basket in there. You know?
He's got it on a stick like he's catching a foul ball?
Yeah, pay in there. Give me some money there.
Yeah, really sticking it to you. Well, this church has sticks too.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. You ever have to, because in church, that was my scariest thing because sometimes you have to pass the basket.
Uh-huh.
And I used to always be petrified to this day that like I'd be a moron and drop the basket on the floor.
You ever try to make change?
No.
I got a 10. I'm not feeling that religious today.
I think I'm going to go to hell though, because one day, I think it was Christmas, uh-huh. They asked me if I wanted to walk around with the basket and I told them no, I got a bad foot and I think I'm going to go to hell for that.
Wait, hold on. Now Frank's just telling me that we got a call. Frank, who do we got on the line? Frank, put him on. Hello? Caller?
Hello. Hey, Devin.
Oh, my God. You know who this is, Joe?
Who?
This is Satan. You said hell. He calls in.
Satan?
I've talked to Satan before. So Satan's a big
fan. Sure you have.
Oh, What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Saban. How are you? Good
hey,
to hear
Devin,
from
hey,
you.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Good.
And as always, I've jacked up, tweaked out, and super pumped to be on the air with you guys.
Saban, I haven't talked to you in months. What are you doing these days?
I've been keeping busy. Got a lot going on. There's always something to do. You know, I'm always on. I'm going.
That's Satan work. What a work ethic Satan has.
He works like hell.
I love it. That's great, Joe. Absolutely.
Now, Satan, am I going to go to hell if I'm not walking around with the collection basket?
No, I think you're okay. You're a good guy. Well, I think you're fine.
Good.
Yeah, well, you know, if Satan gives you the word, I'm sure you can bank on it.
What a guy.
What a swell Satan.
Oh, Prince of Darkness, you.
from my lips to God's ears. No, never mind.
I think you're going to need a couple messengers for that, Satan. I don't think he's taking your calls right now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're probably right. Let's move on.
All right. A little touchy subject for Satan. I apologize.
Satan has feelings. Go figure.
All right, Satan. Well, we're talking about this church. I know you heard hell and you thought we were talking about you. We weren't. But we're talking about this church. Is this church really your work?
Well, I got to tell you, yeah, I did have a hand in it. I mean, it's a great idea. What you think? I mean, you think about it. It gives a new meaning to the phrase "peace be with you." You know what I'm saying? P.I.C. Satan's always on, baby.
Satan's got shtick. So this is your work. All right, fine. Well, all right. Well, then I'm going to say, Satan, if this is your work, I think you've gone a little soft, because when people think of you, they think of eternal damnation. But now you're responsible for orgasms.
Soft? I wouldn't say that. Quite the opposite, I'd say. You know what I'm saying?
Did you invent Viagra, Satan?
I have investments. I have opportunities that I've taken advantage of.
That's why you die of a heart attack. Satan collects.
See that? Absolutely. Always got to be thinking. Always got the wheels are always turning. The wheels are always turning. Absolutely.
This Satan's like all hopped up. Yeah. That's the thing about Satan. Well, Satan, do dead rock stars like Janie Lane and Amy Winehouse go to heaven or hell?
Unfortunately, I mean, regardless of what you think of their music or their talent, I mean, you know, big guy doesn't really approve of that taking your own life stuff. So yeah, most of them wind up down here. I got most of them down here.
I bet that's a big concert. Are they party animals, Satan?
Yeah, they love to party, you know. But I mean, now down here, it's all on my terms. You know, as long as I'm having fun, you know, that's what the whole thing's about.
All right, what's a party like with Janie Lane and Amy Winehouse?
It's pretty damn hot.
It's getting hot in here. Take off all your clothes.
On,
what?
What's that?
Never mind.
don't talk over the Prince of Darkness. I'll try to do the same, but it doesn't always work out.
Well, if I can't listen to Satan, who can I listen to? All right, well, Satan, listen, we don't get you on the air very often. There's been so I'm very honored to be... Is honored the right word? Scared? I don't know.
I would say scared.
Scared. I'm very scared to be
honored to have Satan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we just marked the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and a great day for you. And this is the first time Osama has joined you, Satan. So what special festivities did you have in store for Osama?
Oh, it was great. We had a big old party, big old cake, big old candle in the middle of the cake. Well, Osama was the big old candle in the middle of the cake, but it was awesome. I lit him up. He's still a little grumpy. He's still a little pissed off about the whole virgin thing, but I had a good time.
So there were no virgins?
Well, there were a few, but I mean, some of them kind of looked like Charlie Rangel, but you know, so
that is hell.
Now, I'm sure it was a cake.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy. What's that, Joe?
I'm sure. What kind of cake was it? Devil's food cake?
Absolutely. What do you think? Absolutely.
Be angel food cake.
That's in heaven.
Yeah, no.
I know what angel.
Let's move on.
Yep.
So Satan, you know, I like to get. Don't laugh, Joe.
I'm
be
all
respectful.
About the obvious, guys.
Don't be respectful of Satan. Please, Joe. Please. All right. We'll come up and get you and sign these.
Be respectful of Satan.
Sure. He might sign you a long-term contract at the station. Then what are you going to do? You're going to be here forever.
I've already signed a deal with the devil last week.
You might be co-hosting with Dr. Bob. Then you're going to... Frank doesn't even listen. I could say anything right now, Satan.
You got some crew there, guys.
Yeah. It's like this is the devil's work, the crew I'm working with. I made a deal with the devil, and my deal stinks. All right. So what? So the presidential candidate from Texas, Governor Perry, I'm sure you're familiar with him, had a massive prayer meeting in August for rain because his state is drought and it's parched and it's over 100 degrees every day. He didn't get rain, Satan. He got wildfires. Did a message get crossed by mistake, or is he just talking to you?
Yeah, I think some signals got crossed. That damn AT&T wireless. I gotta ditch that crap because everything got screwed up. You know, I got the call. I gotta switch to them Indian guys, them Hindus, Ranjit and Chad. That Metro PCS. I gotta switch over because I got the whole thing was mixed up and they came through as a text message. They misspelled drought as draft, as in draft beer, but I can't spell, so I thought draft wind sent up a little wind and it just spread the fire, which is not it, the whole thing just got screwed up.
Do you feel bad about your work, Satan?
Absolutely not.
so a loss for Texas is a win for Satan.
Well, hey, that's a way of putting it, isn't it? Somebody write that down.
I like Satan. He makes hell fun.
Sure he does. You want to party with Satan. Well, Satan, we just learned that a potential presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, got stripped by former New York Nick Glenn Rice. So now we know why she walks funny. So we don't know if she's going to be able to run for office. But which presidential candidate does Satan endorse and why?
Well, actually, I'm pretty favorable of that Rick Perry because, you know, he's all big with the prayer and everything. And, you know, the prayer is a great disguise from our work. I get a lot of people, onto my side while they're thinking they're on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
No, not really. I don't understand your workings. I know God worked in mysterious ways. I had no idea that Satan did. Joe, do you know what he's talking about?
My ways are totally totally confusing. But, you know, everybody ranting and raving and praying and everything and you know, let's dismantle Social Security, and that's pretty damn evil unto itself. So
let me ask you this, Satan. I mean, because I know these Republicans are very Christian. They tell us all the time. But I'm thinking maybe you infiltrated, because during the latest debate, Ron Paul was asked a question about letting an uninsured 30-year-old man who's in a coma die, and those good Christians started chanting, yes! Satan, are these your people? Have you infiltrated the GOP?
You are making my point. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And let me point out the other. You just mentioned I did not. I was not aware of this whole this development with Sarah Palin. I was hoping she'd get back in the race. I want to see a cat fight between her and Michelle Bachmann. I tell you, if Bachmann's easy to look at too. If I get her down here, I'll start a band with her. Bachmann, turn her over and drive.
Well, what did her quote-unquote husband have to go to hell? Because he's gay or fighting it? I mean, don't all gay people go to hell? Isn't that what the fundamentalists tell us? Aren't you going to be seeing him soon?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I'm not really thinking about him right now. I don't really care about him.
All right, Satan, take your hand off your tail.
I forgot we're on the air. You got standards. Well, I'm on the air anyway.
Right. Now, I got a question, a personal question for you, Satan. In light of some of the gigs that Davin and I have done, will you be booking any comedy gigs soon, or will you just leave it to Steve Bix?
I'm not really a booker by nature, but I got great room in Peoria. You come from you guys are in New York, right? In Peoria, $100 turnaround to close, no hotel. So you come
inside
back,
comedy.
And a grilled cheese sandwich too. You want it?
Satan, this is Steve Bix. I know we have worked very well together in the past, but I do not appreciate you using my name in vain.
And I'm telling you another thing. Charter Talent is representing you in hell. I know that, and they're trying to take over my rooms.
Inside comedy.
Inside comedy.
Satan, well, no. Two Steve Bixes. He must have the antenna out the window out there.
I'm sure we'll be getting an instant message soon.
Now, in light of some of the radio broadcasts we put our listeners through, would you happen to have a show?
I'll just ride your coattails.
Wow, Satan's riding our coattails.
Wow, we're honored.
Did you hear the at the end?
Satan's a little Jewish and disgusted.
Now, I got a very important question for you. Mr. Satan, boxers or asbestos briefs?
That's a good one. Well, let me check. Actually, I'm going commando right now.
Little devil.
I didn't mean to give you that impression on the air, but whoo, it's hot down here. I'm wearing nothing.
All right, one last question for me, Satan. And Joe, honestly, I think that's a little too personal. You would not ask Jesus what he was wearing underneath his robe. So I do not think you should be asking
Jesus
Satan. So, Satan, I'm sure you're going to be seeing Joe quicker than me, because that was inappropriate. But my final question for you, Satan, and I always love when you call in, because you add a lot to the show, and quite frankly, I'm not going to say no to you. I made my deal with you. That's why I'm here at TBQ. I should have negotiated better. Who does Satan expect to have making their home in hell eternally soon?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you might think, like, you know, maybe the name Dick Cheney come to mind, but he's not going to be down there for a while. See, he worked out one of them life extension deals. How do you think he survived all them damn heart attacks?
Was that your work? Were you trying to kill him, or was that God saying, enough already?
Well, that's kind of a privately negotiated contract thing, but, you know, I mean, I got payment coming to me from him. So, you know, who I got my eye on right now is that Zawahiri. Am I saying that right? Ayman al-Zawahiri? I mean,
well, you're saying, who the hell's going to argue with you?
I'm butted down here.
You could call him Zulu Warrior. I'm not going to argue with him. You could call him the Great Kazoo. If that's what he's called, you know who he is. So,
yeah, whatever you want to call him. You want to call him. The guy with the thing on the head and the glasses and everything, we'll get him down here. He's going to be coming real soon. And I got to tell you, you might not realize this because he's mostly stupid, but Plaxico's got potential someday.
Plaxico Burress? The New York Jet?
Potential. I mean, you know, he keep on the track that he's on. He's, you know.
But he shot himself.
Exactly, but who knows when he's going to miss.
What about Casey Anthony?
Oh, well, hey, that's a slam dunk, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. She was acquitted. What do you know all, Satan. What do you think? Think she did it?
Well, she was acquitted up there with you guys. Not you guys, but she was acquitted up there with you guys. That don't apply here.
Wow. Because hell's very hot, so she's not going to be able to wear a lot of clothes. That should be a good day for you, Satan.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Oh, I always have a good time. No matter what, the end result is I have a good time.
It's all about you, isn't it, Satan?
It always has been.
Well, really, Satan, it's always an honor to talk to you. Thank you for calling in and taking a little bit out of your busy day. I don't want to keep you from buying souls and tormenting damaged people or whatever the hell you do down there. But thank you. I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Prince of Darkness, Satan.
Satan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank everyone.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you soon. Woo!
Bye, Satan.
Yeah, I told you we're building a fan base.
One tortured soul at a time.
You know what Frank was thinking? Frank was thinking, you know, I bet we could get hell to sponsor our radio station. Frank, you want me to work a deal, make that happen? All right, we'll do it. All right, Satan, you can have like 6 commercial spots, and you don't put the sales team in hell. How about that? We'll do a little barter thing. That was tremendous. You know what? I'm a little thrown by that Satan thing. Anytime you talk to Satan, you're a little bit thrown.
You are a lot of thrown.
You know, it was completely unexpected. I'm a little bit scared. But earlier in the show, we were talking about 9/11 events, wacky things that happened on 9/11. And on 9/11, this past 9/11, some jets were scrambled, Joe, on private airlines. You know what the deal with that was?
Yes, they were. There were two incidents. One jet was scrambled. Fighter jets were scrambled. There was a flight from Denver to Detroit. Apparently, after two passengers aboard the plane were allegedly behaving suspiciously.
What does that mean?
I guess they were going to the bathroom a little bit more than a normal person would.
Maybe they had a lot of diet soda.
I think they had a lot of cocaine. Is probably what
you think
they
it was
had.
Cocaine?
Probably. What the hell do you go to the bathroom all the time to do?
Now, which one was this?
This was
which flight?
Let's see. It was the one that was
from... Was this the Frontier?
It was the Frontier flight.
Now, the Frontier flight, wasn't that the one with the two gentlemen? and the one lady?
You know what? Yes.
I don't think that was cocaine.
It was... I beg your pardon. The first one... No, that flight was from JFK. From L.A. to JFK.
So what happened was there was this lady who went into the bathroom.
Yes.
And a guy joined her.
Yes.
Came out 10 minutes later with a big smile on his face.
Yes.
Nodded to the other guy.
Yes.
Other guy walks in.
Yeah.
I'm sure whatever they were doing was perfectly fine.
I'm sure it was.
But apparently they were concerned. What were they concerned about?
They probably thought they were religious fanatics because they probably heard, oh, God, coming from the laboratory.
Is that what it was?
Probably.
They probably heard, oh, la, 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 la. That guy's got great tongue. La, la, la.
La, la, la.
All right, how do you want to be the second guy in an airplane bathroom?
Sloppy seconds.
In an airplane.
Ugh.
Yeah. That is nasty.
Yeah, do you want to train?
Because now she's got, like, toilet paper stuck to her tuchus.
Her tuchus.
I got to keep it clean.
You got to keep it kosher, too.
We can eat fish. It's fine.
Okay.
That's why you never see gay guys. They can't eat pork. Anyway. All right, how dumb do you have to be, though, to be doing the Mile High Club on 9/11 when everybody's on high alert?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the right time to do the Mile High Club.
You've got the rest of the year to do that, you know. People are very suspicious.
That's what I'm saying.
Even on a regular flight,
that work? Those bathrooms are so small.
Believe me, if you're in the, you know, you want to join the Mile High Club, you make it work.
Well, I mean, does Al-Qaeda win if we can no longer receive oral treats in the air? Has yes. Al-Qaeda won?
Yes, they have.
They've won.
They've won.
We can't have the pleasures.
There will be no Mile High Club, and we will crush the Americans. La, 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 la.
Good thing terrorists don't listen to this show.
Well, not only terrorists.
No, we got listeners. We got listeners in Rockland County, my friend.
Ah, there we go.
Now, let me ask you this. Do the people now have, like, the best sex story ever for couples board game night?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't top that. You can't top, and then we had two F-16s scrambled to escort us to JFK. You can't top that. You could do it on the hood of the car. You could do it in an air balloon. You could do it on an aircraft carrier.
Could you just see the scene inside that laboratory? Chicka-chicka-dow-wow, chicka-chicka, and then the music from Top Gun starts playing.
You think he's thinking, I better punch out. I don't want to get her pregnant.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how can you top a story like that?
Having a whole orgy on the plane.
Have you ever been in the Mile High Club?
No.
Me neither.
Nah.
My wife's asked. I feel very weird doing it in a bathroom.
Really?
I feel dirty.
Really?
Because it's very small in there. And they want you to change babies in there. It just doesn't seem very clean.
Well, apparently people are trying to make them in there.
That's a very good point, Joe. Very... I guess they are trying to make them in there.
I don't know. All I want is a can of soda on the plane. You can't even get that.
No, you can't, but apparently you can get a lot more.
Yeah, sure.
10 minutes, though. Those guys aren't very quick.
Yeah.
How do you not walk out of there limping, though? I mean, I'd be all cramped up.
I would, too.
Well, they're very talented. Listen, I think the terrorists have won. We can't enjoy those type of treats anymore. It's now okay to be a racist in this country because, you know, people, if they see dark skin, they're now acting inappropriately.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
What's that?
Where people, if they see somebody who they believe to be of Pakistani or Afghani descent, they're just doing, you know, just being demeaning to them. They don't even know these people. They're just being demeaning.
Well, what do you mean by demeaning?
Making them feel uncomfortable, saying derogatory terms, doing things to make them feel less than human, describing them like as having like beady eyes, which is the way Jews were described during the Holocaust and everything, and the way whites have described black people.
Well, that's just people are getting crazy. You know?
But they wrap themselves in patriotism. They go, well, you know, I'm doing it for my country. I don't really think you're doing that for your country.
Yeah, you got to be vigilant. You don't have to be crazy, you know, hate filled.
You don't have to be hate-filled,
yeah, so.
Unless you want to see Satan.
Yeah.
Then by all means, do his work.
Let me tell you something. He sounds like a hell of a guy. He sounds like a party animal, that guy.
Satan's crazy. You think about 9/11. We're completely broke now. What did you think of that Ron Paul thing? You know, where everybody's worried about their own money and they start chanting for the coma victim to die. Who was a hypothetical coma victim?
Basically, if they got to do something with healthcare. Well, you know, if you don't have healthcare, it's a different situation. If you've got the money and you can afford healthcare and you don't get it, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're having a problem with your finances and you don't have to afford healthcare, then you know we got to help out. But the trick is regulating the healthcare industry, regulating the drug companies, and making it more competitive so that these guys can compete on the free market, and the free market always gets the best price. And that's what we have to do. We can't have the government regulate it. Well, you have to have the government regulate it. We can't have the government run it.
Yeah, but we're talking about people chanting for somebody to die.
Well, those guys get out of hand. You know, they're in a mob. It's a mob mentality. It's a mob mentality where you could say almost anything and people are going to
scary times. You know what I think this means? I think Satan's business is going to be booming in a few years.
Mm.
I think it's going to be harder and harder to get Satan on the phone. I've tried calling him. I call, you know, 666-666-6666, but he doesn't pick up the phone for me. Frank, do you have a direct line to Satan? Just nod, because Frank does not have a... I knew by the time Frank actually got on the microphone, time would have been up. So I just needed a nod from Frank. Frank is now ducking his head looking for Satan.
What is... Do you get his answer?
machine. Hey, this is Satan. Can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message and I will appear in a
pitchforking somebody in the rear. Yeah. Leave a message. I'll call you back. All right, Joe, we got to get out of here in a second. Where are you going to be this week?
Somewhere in Connecticut. I'm working for the Treehouse. I think it's Harbor on 9 or something like that. But go on to the website for the Treehouse Comedy, treehousecomedy.com, and it will list the date where I will be. Come on down, and we will have some fun.
I will be doing a private event, so you guys, I'll be doing a roast, which is something Satan should be there for.
Who are you roasting?
I don't know, some old Jewish woman from Long Island.
She deserves it.
I don't know who I'm roasting. I'm roasting Charlie Sheen.
Well, don't they give you an idea who you're roasting?
Yeah, some old Jewish woman from Long Island.
Okay.
Oh, guys,
you're a pure filth.
I'm pure filth. We got to get out of here. Psychic Cindy is coming up next, so stay tuned
right
for that.
Right, nighty-night, everyone.
If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, you
tell no one.
One. Either way, keep on listening. You've been listening to The Den.
Community radio station since 1969.